It is Monday, the 2nd of May, and this is your GQDN update, brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have updates from a lawsuit, little Xbox news, Nintendo news. But we start with a guild from World of Warcraft now disbanding after 12 years. This comes to us from wowhead.com, and they are saying that SK Pieces from EU Stormscale, the server, and the current World 4th Guild are now disbanding. SK Pieces said in a tweet, "With a heavy heart, we announce our departure from the RWF. We love the many years we've had in the sun and are extremely gracious for the opportunity. All the wonderful people that have helped us this tier will still see full payment, be the pumpers or anyone else." Even Lumi, Pieces Lumi, linked an article as to what is saying. And this is what he had said in the article. "It saddens me to say after 10 plus years of working for this guild to become the best it could be, that I've decided that it's coming to an end. The market has become very competitive when it comes to the amount of hours everyone from the top to bottom has put in. It's just longer sustainable without sacrificing everything in real life. I want to thank everyone from the people that were here in Cataclysm to the World First on Unat and on a short journey with SK Gaming. You all touched my life and gave it meaning, and I'll be forever grateful for that. Wherever all of you end up, I'll be cheering for you, and who knows, maybe we will meet under different circumstances in the future. I'll be taking a break and a few steps back to evaluate what I want to do personally with my life. Maybe I'd be a part of RWF in some other way, in a smaller scale. The sense is growing, and it's interesting landscape where some people finally get rewarded for their time and talent. To Echo and Liquid, I hope you kill it and bring the WoW scene to new and greater heights. Lumi." So wherever they go, our best wishes go with them. Now we switch gears and we get to the business of games, because according to Destructoid.com, Embracer Group has acquired Crystal Dynamics, Eidos Montreal, and Square Enix Montreal. So here is what Lars Wingfors said in a press release. Quote, "We are thrilled to welcome these studios into Embracer Group. We recognize the fantastic intellectual property, world-class creative talent, and track record of excellence that have been disseminated time and again over the past decades. It has been a great pleasure meeting the leadership teams and discussing future plans for how they can realize their ambitions and become a great part of Embracer." Now, Square Enix America's CEO Phil Rogers said, quote, "Embracer is the best kept secret in gaming, a massive decentralized collection of entrepreneurs whom we are thrilled to become part of today. It is the perfect fit for our ambitions, making high quality games with great people substantially and grow our existing franchises to their best visions ever. Embracer allows us to forge new partnerships across all media to maximize our franchises' potential and live our dreams of making extraordinary entertainment." So another group of companies just bite the dust. The consolidation, yeah, we knew that there was going to be more companies being bought up. So, hey, we're not surprised. Maybe more surprised about who was bought out, but not surprised for the fact that they're bought out. Speaking about buying, maybe you're not going to get a Nintendo very soon, because the Switch units has now run out of chips. This comes to us once again from Destructoid.com. And now what they're saying is Nintendo is now thinking that they're going to sell 10% less of their Nintendo Switches. This was going to happen because there's a chip shortage out there right now, and it has finally hit Nintendo. But the news is even worse than what you think. I know I'm not very optimistic right now, because according to GamesRadar.com, and coming from Intel, chips will remain scarce until 2024. Now, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said, quote, "That's part of the reason that we believe the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024. Our earlier estimates in 2023, just because the shortages now have hit equipment and some of those factory ramps, will be more challenged." So it's not just going to be the gaming consoles. It's going to be about anything now that needs chips. So what needs chips anymore? All of production equipment and factories, all the PCs, all gaming consoles, and smart devices. Prices will be going up. You have been warned. Not just in America, worldwide. I'm just saying, this stuff's happening, and we have to adjust. So how can you adjust? Well, this comes to us from DualShockers.com. PlayStation is now hiring a director for acquisitions and boosting growth. This is Sony's statement. Sony Interactive Entertainment, PlayStation, seeks a highly qualified director, corporate development. Sony Interactive Entertainment corporate development team works closely with SIE's management team and is responsible for identifying inorganic growth opportunities through acquisitions, investments, or joint ventures. The team sources, evaluates, and completes transactions that are aligned with Sony's strategic priorities and drive significant long-term values for the company. The foundational work of the team involves developing market insights through strong internal and external relationships to identify attractive M&A and investment opportunities. Opportunities are assessed based on detailed investment criteria and evaluation by internal partners. Members of the team will develop the case, including commonalities, and drive internal alignment on strategic fit and the post-deal plan. The team works collaboratively across all functions and serves at SIE. This is a high-profile and exciting role with significant executive exposure. The director is encouraged to bring significant expertise of the video game space, as well as strategic problem-solving and deal investment experience. The position offers unique opportunities at the convergence of the global media and technology industries and a chance to influence the evolution of this fast-paced sector. Now, one of the things that these officials kind of see over are bad people. But according to Ars Technica.com, a judge dismisses copyright claims in Destiny 2, mainly because there was insufficient evidence. So this was just bound to happen. So if you have evidence against someone, you have to bring the full plate of evidence. And the claimant, the plaintiff, did not do that. So that's what's gonna happen. And that was a mistake on the plaintiff's part. So, hey, it's whatever. But I do want to leave you with some good stuff. And GameInformer.com has said that one of the former Rockstar illustrators, Mark, and I'm gonna screw this name up, and I do apologize for that. See, Kaluna, yeah, I probably did screw that up. made some cover art for Metal Gear Solid, Crash Bandicoot, and some God of War. And the artwork looks really good. And hopefully they do have some good stories with that stuff. Just a lot of good stuff. Oh, Cuphead Funnies, Dino Crisis, Ghost, Horizon Zero Dawn, Medieval, Resident Evil 2 and 3 and 4. Just a lot of stuff. And really, it just did really, really good on the artwork. So go check that out. And while you're doing that, go check us out at thedawnforge.com and thegroupquest.com. There you can get our Discord and you can see all of the links there for our Audible and Patreon and all that stuff. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow after I go vote in the primary. Oh boy, this is going to be fun. For more, give me news. So people, go get your game on.